Today's daf in Masechet Arachin is daf Tetzayin, and we are holding on Tetvav Amud Beit at the Gemara Hechi Dami Lishna Bisha. So the Gemara wants to know, how would we define speaking Lashon Hara? And this is four lines up from the bottom. Omar Rava, could go into Omar, Ikanura Beplanya. If somebody asks you, where can I find a light? And you say, oh, you find a light in so-and-so's house. How in the world could that possibly be? Lashon Hara, my coffee. The guy asks a question, where he finds a light. And you're saying, well, where do you expect to find a light? This guy's always got a light. I mean, it's Kibbutz Nil to be Amu. All you're doing is showing him where to find to get a match for a cigarette. Answer the Gemara is talking about. The Mafik Belishan and Bisha, the way that you said it, it's the tonality that's important in defining it as Lashon Hara. The Omar, Hecha Mishtakach Nura Ela Beplanya, Ikabisra Vakavri Samavadirsa. Well, where do you expect to find a light? That guy's always making barbecues. So with that kind of sniff, it's the sniff that's the Lashon Hara. Just like the Ramban says about the Meragrim, what did they say wrong? They gave back a report. They were asked to report. They gave back a report. Everything they said was true. What in the world did they say wrong? And this is the thing that the Mishnah is holding up as the big thing, is the Meragrim. And the only thing that they did wrong, says the Ramban, they said the word Ephes. That's already a sniff. It's an editorial comment that changes the tone of the entire thing. Omar Rabba, Kol Yulta, Dimit Amra Ba'api Mara, Let Be Mishum Lishna Bisha. Anything that a person says in front of the person that he is talking about, that's not called Lashon Hara. Omar Leisa, Abaya said to him, Koshekem, what do you mean it's not Lashon Hara? It's even worse. It's chutzpah and lishna bisha. Just because the guy is there and you walk all over him, that makes it not lashon hara. It's not only lashon hara, it's also a chutzpah to say it in front of his face. Omar Leh, Rabbi said back, Anak Reb Yossi, severely. I order Reb Yossi, Dom Reb Yossi, Miyamai, Lo Amarti Lavar, Bechazarti Lachorai. He said, I never said anything that then I had to suddenly look behind me to see if anybody overheard me. Because anything that I said, I would be willing to say in front of them. And if they would say, why'd you say this? I would say, well, of course I said this. I said this doesn't mean anything wrong. So that's not considered to be Lashon Hara L'shitato. Omar Rabba Bar Avua Komilta Demit Amri Papitlata. Anything that has already been said in front of three people, and that point, it's no longer Lashon Hara to spread it around longer. Because once a person, now Rashi learns it's talking about over here, that the person about whom it's said already said it in front of three people. And that therefore, since he said it, he knows perfectly well that once you said something in front of three people, you might as well have put it on the front page of the New York Times. So therefore, it's not shaykh to say it's Lashon Hara, because anyway, it's so fully yigalot. But la halacha, this is true about anything, not only with the Balaam is Megalit. Because the truth is, once it is that it's known, then you're not adding Lashon Hara. Now, of course, even if it's known, if you say it as Lashon Hara, then Enochinami, because then you're involved in Lashon Hara. So there's two different issues over here. There's the way in which you say the information, and this is passing on the information itself. Once it's said in front of three people, it's considered to be known by anybody. But even something that's known by anybody, if you sit there and discuss it with them and you make a face about it and enjoy the discussion about it, then that itself is Lashon Hara. My time, why do we say this? Because chavra chavra itle, v'chavra v'chavra chavra itle. Look, you know, the friend is going to say it to another friend and that friend will say it to another friend. And in the end, it's actually going to be all over the place. So those who learn that it's talking about the guy himself, it's based on, as Tosa speaks out in Baba Batra, a kol milta dimit amri b'api mara that we just said, because over here, for all intents and purposes, since everybody knows about it, so therefore, It's not something that you're spreading. Okay, it's a long, long section in the Chafetz Chaim. What exactly, there's various different shitot in the Rishonim, what exactly the circumstances that we could apply this in Halacha. Kiyotir Evdimi, Omar, Maidechti Mevarech Re'eu Bekol Gadol, Babokar Ashkem Kelalat Echashefa. That whoever makes a lot of noise about how great he was treated by so-and-so, in the end is considered to have given him a klola. What's that referring to? Kigon demikla lushpiz of a torah kamei shaper. A man comes to stay by a particular person, and they treated him so amazingly well, that lamochar nafik yatik b'shuka. The next day he sits down in the market and he says, ah, rachmona nevarche leplanya, God should bless so-and-so, what a tzaddik. Look what he did for me. Achi tarach l'kamoi. Because of that shaman in Shiva Azim Hansinle. People are going to hear about it, and they're going to go, and they're going to steal everything he's got. And some learn this means seriously steal. Others learn they're also going to be guests. Why shouldn't we also have a good time? And for all intents and purposes, they're going to be a mavayish him into needing to act with the him the same way he acted with you. And therefore, in the end, you're giving him a clause. You have no right to do that. Toner of Dimi, by the way, Rav Moshe has a truth about this, whether this is true lagabe tzedakah. If somebody's giving tzedakah for you to go over and spread around the name, that this is a guy who gives a lot of tzedakah, he says definitely does not apply there. First of all, because if a guy can't afford it, he's not going to be embarrassed to say, I'm not giving you tzedakah. Secondly, because generally speaking, a person really doesn't give as much tzedakah as he should. So memela adarab, you're just doing him a favor. Most people don't give ma'aser, and they're right to give ma'aser. And furthermore, and generally speaking, there's no hakpada on something that is being done for a decent cause. Then over here is that it's anashim rekim muslim, and they're going to take advantage of him. That's a whole different issue to be taken advantage of. Alak has kama v'kama, according to the Shita, that's talking about being robbed. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, if he's a rich man, everybody knows he's rich anyway. Okay, in any event, Tani Rav Dimi, Achudar of Safra, Olam al yisaper adam betovato shokha v'ilo. In general, you should never be saying anything good about anybody anyway. Shem mitov tovato balidei ra'ato. Because when he speaks overly much about a person's good, so then you generally come to say, well, but of course there's this. You know, but except for that, he's an amazing guy. And then it just spreads. Ikini amri. Others say that Rav Dimi Achud, Rav Safra Kala, that this conversation over here was that he got ill, and Rav Safra came to find out how he's doing. So, oh, Rav Safra l'shiyulei bay, to be mevaker chol. So Rav Dimi said to him, you should know, my dear brother, teiti li tekai mikol domo rabona. Look, you know, I deserve sechar, that everything that the Chachomim said a person is supposed to be doyeg. I was naive. Oh, my lace, Rav Safra said to him, how about this? Will you mekayim the following? La'olam ha'yisaper adam betovato shechavero shemitoch tovato balidei gnuto. So Rav Dimi said, oh my God, I didn't know that. Lo shmi'ali, I didn't know that. So of course I didn't do it. But ia v'shmi'ali kiyamta. Had I known, I most definitely would have been mekayim that as well. Omer b'shvul bar nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Al shiva dvarim nega'im ba'im. There's seven things that a person could, chas v'shalom, get nigaim, translated as leprosy, of course that's not what it is, al lashon hara, al shvichut amim, so for speaking lashon hara, for murder, al shvua shav, for making a meaningless shvua, al gilui harayot, al gasut haruach, arrogance, al hagezel, stealing, al tzarut ha'ayin, somebody who doesn't like sharing, doesn't want to help other people from what he has. And let's go through each one of them. How do we know alashon hara? Because it says, meloshni baseter ayeo oto atzmit. And as we saw before, oto atzmit, that's loshon litzmitut, has to do with the chalutin, which is said by nega'im. Al shvichut damim, for murder. Dichtiv, it says by Ben David HaMelech, where Yoav had killed Avner, so David HaMelech curses him and says, V'al yikaret mibet Yoav zav umnitzora. So you see, for that murder, that there should be tzarat in that household forever. Al shvuat shav dichtiv, vayomer Naaman ho'el v'kach kikarim. So ho'el is a lashon of shvuah, that Elisha should take a little bit of bread. And Gehazi swore and took. Uchtiv, that when we came to Elisha, Elisha cursed Gehazi and said to him, v'tzarat Naaman tidbak b'cha. So you see from there that tzarat indeed comes for having said that lied about what it was that Elisha had told him. Agilei arayot, dechtiv, after Paro took tzarat, and he wanted to sleep with her. So it says by Uziyahu b'cheskato gavali bo ad lashchit, he became so arrogant, so supercilious. V'yimol b'Hashem elokav v'atzarat zarcha b'mitzcho. And so, having trampled over and acted treacherously to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzaraat shone forth on his forehead. And since the pasuk begins with Becheskato Gavali Bo, so it means that it's saying that's the fundamental issue, is his arrogance. V'al gezel, v'chtiv v'tziva kohen, ufinu et abayit. So when it says by Negei Batim, the Kohen says to take everything out of the house and put it out on the lawn. Tana. So the Braita explains, this Balabait, who konez mamon sheno shelo, he has been keeping things that don't belong for him, buying things from Ganovim. Yavo ha-kohen v'yafazer mamono. So let the Kohen come and spread it out, so everyone will see. Al tzarut ha'ayin, for being stingy, dechtiv, uba asher lo ha-bayit, the guy whose house is kept for himself. That means Misha miyuchad beitolo. He keeps his things for himself and doesn't share. Eni va'omer avanani bar sason. Lama nisbecha parashat bigdei kuna. The parashat korbanot. What is the reason that we find in Tetzaveh that the bigdei kuna are put together with the korbanot that the kohanim are to bring? Lomar lacha ma korbanot mechaprim af bigdei kuna mechaprim. To teach that each one of the bigdei kuna has a particular kapara. So the ketonet is mechaperet al shvichut damim. Tichtiva yitbelu et haketonet badam. So we see that the putting the ketonet into dam means vayitbelu in the sense of a remes to the kapora, like you were tevel for kapora. That means that the ketonet is mechaper on blood spilling. Michnasayim. The pants are mechaprim al gilui arayot, dechtiv v'yasal emichlis evad lechasot b'sar erva, to cover the flesh of nakedness, which implies to cover, in other words, to cover what was done wrong. Mitznefet mechaperet al gasei aruach Rebbe Chanina. The Omer Rebbe Chanina explained that mitznefet, which is put all the way on top of the head of the coin, it's a davar shebegova, is the reason that we should find kapora al maase gova, for being up there, supercilious and arrogant. And that is a maase gova. Avneit is mechaper al yirur halev. Ayechad yite, that's where it is. It's alev aaron. That's the quote over here, which is not true, because that's a reference to the choshev and the avneit, and therefore it's taken out. Because it's obviously a mistake, the Marsha says, I mean, we have the same sugya in Zvachim, to take it out there. So the idea over here is, Ahecha the Ita, is because the Avneit separates between the genitals and the heart. Choshen is Mechaper al Hadinim. When somebody has perverted the din, and a Shofet Paskin's wrong, Dechtiv Yasita Choshen Mishpat. So the Choshen is there for justice. The ephod is mechaper al avodah zarah. Dichtiv ein ephod. When you don't have an ephod, so then trafim, then the oven of trafim comes back to haunt you. But if you had an ephod, then you would be mechaper on trafim. Me'il mechaper lashon hara. Ma'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu yavo davar shabakol. Something that makes noise, which is the me'il, it has all the little bells lining. It's him. Should be mechaper al maaseko on lashon hara, where a person makes a lot of noise. The tzitz is mechaper al maase azepanim, for people who act with chutzpah. So k'tivacha v'ayal meitzach Aaron, That you had a brazenness of a forehead, which is a term that is used for azut panim. So you see that it's makapan azut panim. So how could we say, therefore, that it's negoyim that are mechapin? And here it says that it's the me'il that's mechapin. And it says the Gemara lo kasha. There's two different cases. Hadu anu ma'asav. One is where he spoke lashon hara, and the lashon hara impacted the way that the person was affected. So let's say they created a whole machloket over him. But hadu lo anu ma'asav, nobody paid attention to it. So if anu ma'asav, then negaim attack him. If lo hanu ma'asav, then the me'il is mechaper for his words. So, I mean, there's a question that Rashi raises over here, which is important, because lemaisa, what we said before, is that there are really three things that are a problem, because what we said is that negayim also come for shvichut damim and for gilui arayot, besides on lashon hara. And now we're only asking from one of the cases, and that's lashon hara. But before, when we said negayim comes, here it says that big dekun are mechapers. We're the same problem that we had with lashon hara, and yet the Gemara doesn't deal with this particular issue. It does bring up later on issues, but not this particular one. So why choose dafka lashon hara to ask from the big dekuna? So Rashi explains that when it says big dekuna are mechaperim, it doesn't mean that it's mechaper on the shvichut damim and the gilui arayot. It means that it's mechaper on the impact of shvichut damim and gilui arayot on the world, on other people that will be hurt. And because by shvichut damim it says ki adamu yachnif et haaretz, and by gilui arayot it says vatitame haaretz v'fkod avona aleha. But we do not find that lashon hara brings onashim on others. And because of that, the Gemara doesn't have to ask, because we have a whole different category that we understand that we need a kapara for, besides the kapara of the big day kohuna. But Amr of Simon, Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Shnei Dvarim lo matzino lem bekorbanot kapara. There's two things that, although we do not find a kapara for them in bringing a korban, we do find a kapara b'davar acher. B'davar acher matzino lem kapara. And that is shvichut damim v'lashon hara. But here he established that shvichut damim, the kapara is the egla rufa, and lashon hara is with the ketoret. So now this is really confusing. I mean, is the kapara the bidekuna? Is the kapara the negaim? Is the kapara the egla rufa or the ketoret? The Tanya Rebbe Chanina, lamadnu l'ketoret shmechaperet. How do we know that the ketoret is mechaper? Dechti vayiten et haketoret vayechapera la'am. It says that that's exactly what they did. In order to prevent the plague from killing everybody, the ketoret was mechaper. V'tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, al ma ketoret mechaper, al lashon hara. Why is that? Because Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu yavo davar shebachashai. The ketoret, which is always brought in the Heichal without anyone else there, because it says that you have to be purish from the Heichal at the time, like Rav HaKadosh, because kol ish lo yiyeh. So therefore, that's a dover that is done in secret, and that should be mechaper on lashon hara, which is a maaseh hashai that people won't do openly. They tell over people quietly what they want to say. So we have over here kasha shvichut amim ashvichut amim. This is a contradiction in terms of big day kuhuna. When it comes to shvichut amim, here it says egla rufa is the mechaper, and kasha lashon hara, because there we said Lord that the big day kuhuna mechaper on lashon hara. And here we see that the Ketoret says mechap. And it says the Gemara shvichut amim, shvichut amim lo kasha. Ha, the idea man katli. That's an obvious one. There's knowing who the murderer is. And ha, the lo yadia man katli. So if we know who the murderer was, the whole point over here that we're saying about the egla rufa is clearly where we don't know who the murderer is. So that's not a question. When you're saying, but Doesn't it say over here that the big tikkun or mechapa, that's where we know who the murderer is? I say, well, what do you mean you know who the murderer is? So you know who the murderer is, you're supposed to execute him. I mean, if the idea man katri bar katalu, I understand. So why isn't it chayav mita? Well, wait a minute, we can know who he is, but maybe he didn't get hatra'a. So in the case of amazed, velo hatrube, so then we need for that a separate kapara. Lashon hara lo kasha. One is talking about lashon hara betzina. We're over there in Echinani. The Ketort is mechaper because it's yavod avar she betzina. But there's also lashon hara that is said befarhesia, and that we don't have a kapara in a ma'aseh hashoy because it isn't a ma'aseh hashoy, and therefore the Ketores is not going to be mechaper on it. Boimidei Rav Shmuel Bar Nadav mi Rabbi Chanina. And some say it was Reb Shmuel Bar Nadav Chatznei de Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina's son-in-law asked Rabbi Chanina. And some of them say he asked Rabbi Yeshua and Levi. Why is it that a Metzera is given this strange din of Badad Yeshev Michutz L'machaneh Moshavo? He must live outside of society. It's because in speaking Lashon Hara, Hu Yivdil Ben Ish Lishto Ben Ish L'Re'eyu, that Lashon Hara caused tremendous breakdowns in relationship, maybe between a man and his wife, a man and his friend. Therefore, because he has caused everybody to be separate, so let him be separate. Why would the Torah want to be matired the Mitzorah, does it insist on bringing two birds? Who osem maaseh patit? This guy goes around blabbing. Lefichem ratra yavi korban patit. Therefore, the Torah says to remind them, bring birds, which are also mitfat fate. Tana rabbana, lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. Yachol shelo yakenu lo yisrutenu velo yikalalenu. It says over here that you are not to hate your brother in your heart. So you might think that means you can't beat him up. Don't hit him, don't smack him, don't curse him. Talmud lomar bilvavecha. The only issue is, al sinah shebaleva katuv medaber. And how do you know, l'roeh b'chaviro davar megunah shechayav la'oficho? How do you know I have to tell him that he did something wrong? Shenamar hochiach tochiach. Hochicho v'lo kibel. How about if he was mochiach him and the guy keeps doing it? Binay shiach zrov yochichenu. How do you know that you have to do and tell him again? Talmud lomar tochiach. Keep it up. Mikol makom. You might think Yechol afilu mishtanim panav, even if you make his face turn colors, meaning you're mevayishin, so he blushes. Talmud lomar, be careful, lo tisa alav chet. Don't give yourself a terrible sin that you will always be carrying around, just in order to be mochiachim. Tani amar Rabbi Tarfon, I'd be very shocked. Im yesh bedor hazeh shemekabel tochacha, is our girsa. The other girsa, what appears to be correct in everyone that brings this lalacha, and that's Rabbeinu Gershom, is not that I'd be shocked if there's anybody who knows how to listen to Tochacha, but I'd be shocked if there's anyone who knows, who is capable of giving Tochacha. Because im amarlo tol kisei mibeinei necha, if a person says to his friend, you know, you have a splinter there between your eyes, take it out. He will tell him, you jerk, I have a splinter, you're walking around with a roof beam between your eyes. Tol korami beninecha. And because of that, Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, not only will the person not be mekabel tochacha, and not only is the person unable to give tochacha, people don't know how to speak properly. There's nobody who can speak in a way that the other person will really believe that he cares about him, and that he won't hurt his feelings, and that the tochacha is driven not by some kind of religious madness, but is driven by love for him, as the Rambam says. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, me'id ani alai shamayim v'aretz. I want you to know, I'm ready to swear by the very heaven and earth. Sharbei pa'amim laka Akiva al yadi. Rabbi Akiva, my friend Akiva, got beaten up many times because of me, because I used to go to Urim Gamliel when I saw that he didn't, that Akiva wasn't acting properly, and I would tell him, look, this guy's got to be beaten up. He's a jerk. And not only did he not resent me, But Kol Shekin, so Safti Ba'ava, and even though it was a tough situation, I want you to know that because I caused him to be Mekabel this Tochacha, I ended up. So there's two Girsas. I mean, the Rav Alphus's Girsa is Shosif B. He ended up loving me because of this. This Girsa is that I loved him even more when I saw that he would be Mekabel Tochacha. L'kayem mashinayamar. And this is basically the Pasuk. Al Tochach waits. Don't give Tochacha to a cynic, because he'll just end up hating you. But a Chacham, Ochiach l'chacham v'yahavecha. If you give Tochacha to a Chacham, then you know that you're doing something that will end up being an act of love. Bo'aminei Rabbi Yehuda Bereda Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, he asked his father from Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, this is the way the Shita is, changes the gear, so, but this is consistent with all over, what would be more important, Tochecha Lishma, to do it Tochecha and to do it L'Shem Shamayim, versus acting out as an anav, meaning you don't think that you yourself are choshev enough to be able to be mochiach, and therefore you act like an anav, but really you're trying to avoid having the guy be angry at you, and you're embarrassed, and you can't handle it. So what would be better? I mean, ayu adifa. Omar lei, what kind of crazy question is that? Velomo dita da anav valishma adifa. Look, if being a true anav is definitely the most important thing that could be, the Omar mar anavagdo lamikulam. We know it says in the list of all of the midot that anava is the greatest of midot, and we learned that out from the pasuk that the anava is above anything else. This is really one of the most unbelievably beautiful drashot that the pasuk says in Mishle, Ekev anava yirat Hashem. So that obviously in the simple meaning, Ekev anava, as a result in the footsteps of anava comes yirah. But the beautiful medrash is like this. After all, the pasuk says Reshit Chokhma yirat Hashem, and Reshit is a head, and Ekev means a heel. So basically, the Medrash says, you know, what Chokhmah puts as a crown on its head, Anava uses as a heel for its sandal. So Masha Asta Chokhmah Atara LaRosha Asta Anava Ekev LaSulyata Reshit Chokhmah Yirat Hashem and Ekev Anava Yirat Hashem. So to Anava Yirat Hashem is nothing but something that you step on. To Chokhmah Yirat Hashem is, well, the most difficult thing that you could ever achieve. In any event, if that's the case, and that would be true if the anava were a true internalized anava, then you'll have to accept the fact that acting as an anav is also better, because shalola shema nami adifa. The omer of yiram rav lo olam yasok adam betorah b'mitzvot afa pi shalola shema shemitok shalola shema balishma. A person should do, even if it's only acting out, in order to be able to achieve ultimately the real thing. So if you go through the motions, that's kedai. So if that's the case, then you don't have a right to analyze what it is that you feel about it. It all goes according to the activity that you're attempting to do. So even though we know that it's not really l'shem shamayim, because deep down you would have been mochiach then, if it hadn't been that there were elements of fear in you, nonetheless, that's considered to be an act of anava. Now, Tosis brings that some explain the meaning of anava shelo lishma is in order that people should know you as an anav. But deep down, you don't want to do that. You are just doing it in order to be known as the greatest anav. The meaning of Rashi, who says it means anava shelo lishma, that you don't give tochacha because you're afraid, that's not anava, that's just rishus. How can you allow your fear to allow another person to destroy himself? Fascinating machloket here. So, I mean, we in general have a feeling that, you know, if something isn't really honest and profoundly internalized, and it's just the way in which you're going through the motions because you're psychologically impaired, we don't think that that's a very good thing. But according to Rashi, that ends up being included in the Shelo Lishma, which ultimately is going to cure you. Says the Gemara, what exactly would be an example of verses that you just asked, the Tochecha Lishma and Anava Shelo Lishma? Well, Kiyada Rav Huna V'Chiya Barav. So Rav Huna and Chiya Barav were sitting and learning in front of Shmuel. And Chiya Barav says to Shmuel, he keeps bothering me. Rav Huna keeps bothering me. Rav Huna heard that, so he was mekabel on himself not to do it again. So kabel alei tulam etzayali. After they walked out, so Chiya Barav walks out, so Rav Huna says to Shmuel, "What? Do you know why I drive him crazy? Because he's an idiot. Haki vaki kavi. This is what he does all the time. I can't take it. He's not a human being. So I'm trying to fix his brains." His insights into the relationship between Rav Huna and Shmuel is incredible. So of course this is what I do. Well, Marley, so Shmuel said, "And I said, what are you telling me for? Well, why didn't you tell him when he was here? You should have said what you're saying now. So Amaylo Amartle Banpa, you should have said this to his face." Amar Leis, Rav Huna said to Shmuel, "Chasli, the lichs of Zari de Rava Yadoi. I can't say something like that about Rav's children. There's no way that I'm going to cause him any kind of embarrassment." So this is basically, in a sense, an avat shelo lishma, because it's not that he didn't, in the end, tell what it is that he did. It's not that he was really feeling that, you know, I shouldn't be makpid on this, I shouldn't say anything about this. It's that he really didn't want to say it in front of him. That's how Rashi learns. Okay, ask the Gemara, how far, ad heichan tochecha, how much does a person have to give tochecha to someone? So Rav Amar, ad haka'a, until the point where the guy gets so angry he would hit him. Shmuel Amar, ad klala, until he curses him. Rabbi Yochanan Omer ad nezifa, where he tells him, "Okay, shut up already." And this is actually a machloket tanoi. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ad haka'a, Rabbi Yeshua Omer ad kilala, Ben Azai Omer ad nezifa, which is a rebuke of some kind. Omer Nachuba Yitzchak u'shloshtan mikra chadorshu. After they all learned it out of a pasuk, because after Yonatan was upset and he told his father, "How is it that you're acting this way?" So it says that Vayichar Av Shaul b'Yonatan. Shaul was very angry at Yonatan, and he said, "You rotten kid, bin avat hamardut," and he grabs his spear to hit him. Vayata shalat achanita lav lahakoto. So Mandi Omar, who says ad haka'a, says since it says lahakoto, it means that Yonatan picked up the fact that this is what he was doing, and at that point he walks out of the room. The Mandi Omer at klala is because he says to him, "Lavoshtecha ulavoshet ervati mecha." This is the way that you're acting is basically the way that this whole chazal, that this is the way it all comes from your rotten mother who went and grabbed me when we had the whole story about Pelegish Begiva. And the Mandi Omer, who says ad nezifa, where he just rebuked, it says vayichar af shalom. Whenever it says vayichar af, it's always an expression, the internal expression of something that you say to the person. It's not just that you hold it inside. Ask the Gemara, well, Lamaisa, Lamandi Omar, I mean, if you're telling me that you hold the Nizifa, what do you do about the fact that there also definitely was here a Klala, and there definitely was the Haka'a? I mean, he did get him that angry. That's true. But Yonatan may have gone a little bit too far. Because since he was in love with David, it pushes you over the edge. So if it was just a question of tochacha, that this is the way that Shaul was acting, and he's asking his father, "Well, how can you act like this? What did he ever do bad to you?" That would have been objective. And as an objective tochacha, he would have stopped a bit earlier. I mean, obviously the Torah tells us the essence of the conversation. Doesn't say how long it was going on, what brought Shaul all the way to the point of anger. So he might have stopped earlier. But since, in this particular case, he was driven by love, So he went beyond what he should have in terms of the absolute chiyuv to try b'chozo to help the situation with David. Now, there's also an interesting question that relates to this. We know that Chazal have an extreme opinion of the way in which a person is supposed to remain loyal to somewhere that he has stayed, somewhere that has provided for him. And that's called the achsanya. So the person, especially yeshiva bachrim, would often stay in people's homes. So adhechan lo yishane adam b'achsanya shelo. How much do you have to tolerate from the person with whom you're staying before you just give up and walk out of his house? So Rav says, to the point where ad haka'a, you stay there until the guy is actually ready to hit you. Shmuel Omer, Archi Yafshilo lo kelav la'achorav, to the point where he packs up your backpack and throws it at you. Just get out of here. So that's a less than haka'a. Similar, therefore, to this machlokas that we just had. So the question here is, if the Baal HaBayit hits you, that for sure, you can't go on staying by him. So the Kulei Amalo Pligin. And if he throws your own backpack at you, your own suitcase at you, it's Kulei Amalo Pligin. Of course, it's time to leave. Question is, if he only beats up your wife, or if he only throws out your wife's suitcase. So Ki Pligei Ba'aka'ada Devitu. So Shmuel holds, well, look, he's not bothering you, you know, so if he beats up your wife now and then, you know, it's good for her, probably. And Marsav Arav holds that, well, but still, the guy's beating up your wife, you may end up arguing with him. You know, that's not a good idea. So Rav Savar, Otile Trude, or it might get on your nerves after a while, and it'll be hard for you to take it. Vikokar Lama, why are we supposed to tolerate that? I mean, why not just get out of there as soon as you feel uncomfortable? The Yomar Mar, Achsanai, and a guest who goes to live in a different place, is Pogim. Everybody takes out of that that there's something wrong with the guy who was the Baal HaBayit. But don't think that that's the only thing they think. He's also Nivgam. People say about him, what a jerk. Somebody's being nice to him. He's in the house. He can't get along with anybody. No matter how nice you are to him, he can't get along with you. He left the house. So Lamaisa, to do that to him and to yourself is so inappropriate that there's an awful lot that you're going to have to put up with. Now Lamaisa, I mean, this seems almost humorous. One of the guys beating up your wife, I mean, that's a little bit crazy. And all of the Mefarshim are stymied about this a little bit. So there's different approaches. Some learned, there's an interesting article in, there was this magazine used to come out, a journal used to come out called Amayan. And Rabbi Carmel, Rabbi Aryeh Carmel, wrote an article there. And that it's talking about over here where it's associated with the previous sugya, that it's talking about, like the Marshal learns, that tochecha, so you continue to being mochiach, is talking about dafka from somebody who accepted the tochecha, and you go back, and you're mochiach again. You're mochiach again, but that's only because you saw that there was some response. But if there was no response, that would be a disaster. You wouldn't do that. So here it's also talking about where over here, how much can you tolerate when a guy is apologizing and saying, listen, it won't happen again. And in other words, there's got to be a point at which you're ready to leave. That's what it means. But not that he's continuing to act that way. That would be insane. Omar review it on Marav. How do we know, how do we know from the Torah itself that a person should never change where it is that he stays? Shenema by Avram, it says, that means that he basically went and set himself up exactly in the places that he was. No, it's a much better raya than that. That means that he went to every single hotel that he had once stopped at on the way. That's the hotel he went to on the way back. What is the difference, maybe now, between Rav Yehuda Merav and Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina? The difference is that if you're learning it out, so then it's only a place where you had stayed there in a semi-permanent fashion, but not just a hotel room. If you learn that it's Mimasa'av, even where you stayed overnight, and you don't change from a Hilton to a Holiday Inn, that's exactly what we see from Masa'av. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, minayin shelo yeshane adam mi'umunoto u'me'umunot avotav. How do we know that a person should not drop his career? Let's say if he was a lawyer, he should decide to become a doctor. Or for that matter, in choosing a career, depart from the long-established career of his family. So it's a family of doctors. Don't go out and do something new. When Shlomo HaMelech was looking for somebody to help him with the Beit HaMikdash, he took a guy called Chiram from Tzor, who was Ben Isha Almanahu, Mimate Naftali, the Aviv, from his mother's side, was an Ish Tzori Choresh Nechoshet. He was a famous worker. Now, who cares who his father was? So you see that that's the point, that he came from a family, and this is very often what you'll find on the bottle of a good wine, you know, or whiskey. We've been doing this since 1523, and this is the eighth generation of whiskey makers and so on. So that's exactly why the Torah tells us. And Omar Mar, his mother, was from Dan. Uchtiv et ohaliyav banachi samach lamate Dan. So you see that he followed here his family's tradition of being a Choresh Nechoshet. Ad echan tachlit yisurin. How far does it go that somebody is considered to be a person who is having yisurin? We'll see why this is important to define. Omar Rabbi Elazar, well, listen, you went and ordered a suit, you know, an argulo beged lilvash. Actually, Ariga is a sweater. You ordered a sweater. You put it on, it doesn't fit you. That's terrible. Matki Florova Zira Vitamer Shwarba Nachmeni. That's the best that you can do. Yidolami Zo Amru, they say much, much more. That Afil Nitkavnu Limzog Bechamin. A guy intended to pick up a warm water to mix his wine with. And instead, by accident, it's poured cold water. Mazgulo Bitsonein. Or vice versa. Bitsonein or Mazgulo Bechamin. That's all it takes to have Yisurin. That's how insensitive you are. That it should be so terrible. I mean, this is almost the worst thing I can imagine. A sweater that doesn't fit you. Marbury de Ravino Amar, forget about it. That's how far you have to go. I'm feeling that pachlo chaluko. You put on your undershirt and it turns out to be backwards. And now you got to schlep, take it off, and put it back on again. Good heavens. A human being has to put up with garbage like this? Rav of Itamer of Chistor, Itamer of Yitzchak, or some say it's even a brighter. A guy puts his hand into his pocket to take out 3 nickels, and instead only 2 come out. And now he's got to go and look for the other nickel in his pocket. That's outrageous. So that's he wants to take 3, and instead he gets only 2. But the other way around, it's not so bad, you know. Because if he actually, dafka shalosh v'lo b'yodosh shtai, but the other way around, if he only wanted 2 and he got 3, so you'd think, oy vavoy, this is hell on earth. That isn't so bad because it's not so much difficulty to put the nickel back in your pocket. But the other way around, you have to go fishing around in your pocket? So that is terrible. Shtayim v'alu b'yodosh shalosh v'lo, the lekatir chalamishdeh, it's not so bad to put it back in. V'kokach lama, I mean, what are we looking for? Do we care how we define Yisurin particularly? It's basically the way that you experience it. T'tanya, the Rabbi Yishmael, kol sha'avru alav arba'im yom b'lo Yisurin. A human being who will live for 40 days, and we find 40 days as Yitzirat Avlad, and 40 days as Keneged, all the days of Teshuvah from the beginning of Elul, and there's a very cute Ben Ish Chai who says that the days of Chodesh Elul and Asher Yemei Teshuvah are, and so too the days of Shovavim, where we read the Shmos Va'era Bo B'Shalach, Yitro and Mishpatim, which are considered to be Yomim of Teshuvah, the number of days the number of hours that are in that time is exactly 960 hours. Now, the 960 hours is the gematria of Mikvah Tahara, and 40 saw happens to equal 960 lug. So therefore, it's all about changing your life and the way that you do things. And so over here, as the Tzidkat HaTzadik says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it, that like we say, you know, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it, that Klal Yisrael does teshuva. That's true about every individual.
that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts thoughts of tshuva into your heart. It's just that you need to be open to it. And that is all these little yisurim, that they make you realize that things aren't always going your way, that the human condition is not admirable, and therefore you begin to think about, what kind of nothing am I that I want 3 nickels? I can't even get 3 nickels, but it's outrageous. So if you go for 40 days without yisurim, for all intents and purposes, you already got your olam haba, you know? Mimarava amri? Somebody who goes 40 days without yisurim better get ready for the sky to fall in on him. There's lots of people who fall, things are going too well. What's going to be happening to me? Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Yomalei Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Badin, En Yecholim Lamod B'Pnei HaTochicha. You should know, there is nobody, it should say Ilmalei, not with an aleph, because that's low, according to Tosis, but Ilmalei with a yud, meaning that if. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had come and examined Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to be mochiach them, they wouldn't have been able to survive. Shenem Rav Yata Yitzvu V'Yishavta Etchem Lifnei Hashem Et Kol Tzidkot Hashem Asher Asa Itchem Ve'et Avotechem. So Shmuel says, I want to see whether the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did just for your, I want to be shofet you, whether you have any real awareness, and whether that shows up in your day-to-day life. And the same thing with your forefathers. Ve'et Avotechem. It says in the Pasuk, Ze Dor Dor Shav Bevakshei Panecha Yaakov Sela. So a door is similar in some way to Dor Shav. So that's Dor Dor V'Dor Shav. The Dor Shav of the door are the leaders of the door, the ones that are giving them the approaches to life. So what does that mean? Is that there's a relationship that the door is defined by the Dor Shav or vice versa? So actually, Pligaba Rabbi Yudin Nesiyah V'Rabbanan, who is the one that is compared to who? Tzachanomar, the door is Lofia Parnas. So whoever the one in charge of the door is, that's the definition of the door. Whereas others say, no, the Parnas is Lofi Doro, that a generation gets the kind of leaders it deserves. L'mayokata. Who cares, really? I mean, Ilei Melamal Yuta, is it that it's a question of the sechut and chasidut, where Mar Savar imale dora male parnas. So Mar Savar imale parnas male dora. Are they saying the question is the cause and effect? In other words, that if the door is a door of tzaddikim, so then that will impact the leadership, or vice versa. I mean, we know that that is a fluid kind of thing, because in Tzidkiyo, we find that Tzidkiyo himself, Havi Mali, he was a tzaddik, and his door was a lo Havi Mali. Door was not Hagun. There was Yehoyakim, where he was a Rasha, but the door of Yehoyakim were Hagunim. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We find two places where the Torah uses the Lashon, Bereshit Mamlachot. It says Bereshit Mamlachot Yehoyakim. So the Mamlachot of Yehoyakim is compared to Bereshit Melech Yehuda. So why is it that we find that language of Bereshit? Ella, I mean, it's obviously, that can't mean Bereshit, that he's the first of the Malachim. He's obviously not the first of the Malachim. Had it wanted simply to say at the beginning of his Malchut, it would have said, as it always does, Bishnat HaRishon, Ala Malchuto. But Bereshit has got to be a reference to Reshit HaOlam. It teaches us that Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir to Olam LaTohu Vavo. God was so fed up that he wanted to put the entire world back to primeval chaos because Yehoyakim was so horrible. When he saw that the people in his door were tzaddikim, because the Cheresh and the Mazger was still there with them in Eretz Israel, so he gave up on his plan. And he nityashva da'ato, and he accepted them. Whereas in the door of Tzidkiyo, it's the exact opposite. It says, Bikesh et HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir et olam kulo, l'tohu vavohu, b'shvil doro shel Tzidkiyo. We find the same lashon of Tzidkiyo as well. And there, it's the exact opposite, that he wanted to go to the Bereshit, meaning that he wanted to destroy the world. And therefore, it's because of his door, Dorosha Tzikyo, who were Rishaim, and he couldn't put up with it, because by that time, the Cheresh and the Mezger had already left all the tzaddikim had been taken out of Eretz Yisrael, together with the Yoyachid. Kivanshin is takel b'tzikyo, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Dor Shav, that is the Tzikyo, nityashva da'ato, so it can't be in terms of tzidkis or non-tzidkis.
Ela leinyan tukpa v'nichuta kamin. The machloket over here is whether the way in which the door behaves is done with midot that are gentle, or whether they're very aggressive in the way that they interrelate. And the parnas is according to that, or vice versa. The door is kavua in their behavior according to the way that the parnas is. Adran alach yesh barachin, b'li neder.